Sorry, I'm just having hiccups here. That was where the two rivers meet from Bird Billy's The Wind, The Wood. I'd like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. On August 30th, the Northwest League Player and Pitchers of the Week were announced for August 30th to 20th. As Cam Maldonado earned the player and Hunter Dryden the pitcher honors, both of the Eugene Emeralds, which opened up a new series against the Hillsborough Hawks on September 1st, when the Vancouver Canadians and Tri-City Dust Devils and the Everett Aqua Sox and Spokane Indians also started. Vancouver tripled up Tri-City 3-1, where all runs were on home runs. Started by Kendry Maduro solo drive off Connor O'Halloran in the bottom of first, but the Canadians jumped ahead 2-1 in the second on Gavin Mitchell's two-run shot off Jose Atencio, and David Calabrese capped off the scoring with a solo drive off Brady Stewart in the seventh at Giza Stadium in Pasco, Washington. Eugene bested Hillsborough 7-5 in an all-Oregon matchup, highlighted by the Emeralds' four-run rally in the bottom of eighth, capped off by Johnny Lebel's two-run shot off Kyle Ayers, still the lone home run in the game, which was necessary as the Hawks scored three runs in the ninth. And Everett septupled Spokane 7-1, highlighted by the Aqua Sox three-run rally in the top of fourth, followed by another two runs in the seventh at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. On September 2nd, Vancouver exercised Tri-City 12-6 despite getting out homeward 1-0, highlighted by the Canadiens' 2 5-run barrages. First in the top of second, followed by another in the fourth, which more than offset the Dust Devils' comeback, started by Johnny McGill's solo shot off Holden Wilkerson in the sixth, followed by another in the seventh, two in the eighth, and both scored a run each in the ninth. Hillsborough defeated Eugene 5-2 despite getting out homeward 1-0. Just a minute, please. I'm just having a lot of issues. I'm just gonna take a look at the high A scores on the. Sorry about this. Today is really a nasty day. I just want to see. Why is it not allowing me to see the scores here? Just gonna try to look back at the. Oh, there we go. Look at the scoring page. Where the hell am I? September 2nd. Let me see where I was. Okay. Because So Jose Ramos hit a solo shot off Rio Britton in the bottom of third. But the Hawks scored two runs in each of the fourth, fifth, when Modelfi Marte hit a two-run double off Mauricio. Estrella, the eventual game-winning hit. And Everett thumped Spokane 14-2 with a 3-2 edge in home runs, highlighted by the Aqua Sox 3-4 run rallies against the Indians. First in the top of third, capped off by Cesar Quintas, bases-clearing double of Jordy Vargas. The second in the fifth, bookended two home runs. Started by Aiden Torres' solo drive off Jordy Vargas, capped off by Anthony D'Onofrio's three-run bomb off Luke Hansel. And third in the ninth by Luis Suibel's solo shot off Justin Lower, who surrendered three more runs. Just a minute. Oh, God. My scroll went up. Just a minute. Where did I go? On September 3rd, Vancouver and Tri-City was initially a back-and-forth affair. Started by Jordy Ruiz in the bottom of first off Troy. Oh, I believe this was a home run. Just a minute, please. I'm really sorry about this. I'm just having nasty hiccups right now. I'll try to overcome it. Okay. On September 3rd, Vancouver and Tri-City was initially a back-and-forth affair, started by Jordy Ruiz solo drive in the bottom of first. Troy Guthrie, the Canadians, answer with a two-run shot in the second. Gene Joseph off Peyton Olodnik. The Dust Devils tied a game at two in the second. Both scored a run each in the third. And Tri-City pulled away in the fourth with two runs, followed by another two runs in the fifth. One in the sixth, two in the sixth, and blinded Vancouver 10-3, despite a 1-1 tie in home runs. Hillsborough initially jumped on Eugene with six runs from innings 5-8, highlighted by a three-run rally in the top of six, capped off by Wallace Clark's solo drive in the top of eighth up Sam Bauer, but the Admirals stormed back against the Hawks in the bottom half. Started by Cam Maldonado's three-run jack off Yoenio Gonzalez, followed by four more runs with the last two on bases-loaded walks. Damian Brubbles bases loaded walk plated Hunter Zakzak was the winner, as Eugene stunned Hillsborough 7-6 with a 7-1 assault in the eighth. And Everett defeated Spokane 5-2, highlighted by the Aqua Sox 4-run rally in the top of fourth, capped off by Anthony D'Onofrio's bases-clearing triple off LeBron Johnson Jr. of the Indians. There was a venue change on September 4th, as Eugene and Hillsborough moved their series from PK Park to Hops Ball Park, both in Oregon, where the Emeralds edged the Hops 3-2. Highlighted by Eugene's two runs in the top of fourth, when Robert Hitwell scored a winner on Ogie Mojica's wild pitch. Everett jumped on Spokane early as the Aqua Sox scored six runs in the first four innings, two in the first, one in the second, where the Indians responded with a run in the bottom half, to which Everett responded with two in the third. and another in the fourth, when Luke Stevenson hit a solo shot off Angel Jimenez. But Spokane started their comeback trail with a run in the sixth, followed by a three-run rally in the eighth, started by Alan Espinal's triple off Ben Hernandez. Tied a game in the ninth on Ethan Hedges' single that played as Jacob Hinderreiter, and Wilder Dallas singled on Max Ballou, both off Calvin Shapira. As the Indians walked off the Aqua Sox 7-6, despite getting out homered 1-0. Just a minute. Tri-City jumped on Vancouver early with a 3-1 bomb by Kenny Castillo off Landon Marulis in the bottom of first, to which the Canadians came back with a run in each of the second and third innings, to which the Dust Devils responded with a 5-run barrage in the fourth for an 8-2 lead. But Vancouver stormed back in the sixth with 4 runs, highlighted by Jake Casey's 2-run drive off Benny Thompson, to which Tri-City responded with a solo shot in the bottom half off Gilberto Batista. The Canadians had another 4-run rally in the seventh, capped off by David Calabrese's 2-run shot off Brady Stewart for a 10-9 lead. And the Dust Devils tied a game at 10 in the bottom half on Jorge Ruiz's solo drive off Gilberto Batista, which forced extras. When Vancouver had a 3-run rally in the 10th, started with a Ryan Sprock bases loaded walk that played at Maddox Lotta, followed by 2 1-run singles, first by Jackson West that played at David Calabrese, followed by Demuri Pena that played at Gable Mitchell, all off Kyle Roach, and bested Tri-City in a 13-10 suckfest, despite the Canadians being out-homered by the Dust Devils 3-2. On September 5th, come on. Just a minute, please. Just looking at the scoring page. High A scoring page. For all scores for the Northwest League. On September 5th, Hillsboro jumped on Eugene in the bottom of first on Cason Cunningham's 2-run shot off Hunter Dryden, but the Emeralds scored 2 runs in the second for a 2-0 tie, to which the Hawks responded in the fourth with another 2 runs on two errant throws by the Emeralds, the first by pitcher Hunter Dryden and third baseman Dalton Wentz. But Eugene got back within one in the eighth on Caden Kent's double of Joe Areola, when Johnny Lebel scored an error from left fielder Kendry De La Cruz, and scored 2 more runs in the ninth on another error by the Hawks shortstop Cason Cunningham, plating Hunter Zakzak, Dalton Wentz, as the Emeralds edged the Hawks 5-4 just by getting out homered 1-0, with Hillsboro making 3 errors to Eugene's 1. Vancouver jumped on Tri-City in the top of first on Ryan Sprock's 2-run drive off Chase Shorts, but the Dust Devils scored in the third on a Kendry Maduro double off Sobono Hakeberia, plating Hayden Alvarez, tied a game in the seventh on another double. Per Brian Alvarez that played at Johnny McGill, followed by Hayden Alvarez single that played at Alberto Rios, both off the Canadians' Colby Holmcomb for a 3-2 lead. Vancouver tied a game in the eighth on another double, Ryan Sprock off Sam Tukoyan that played at David Calabrese, but Tri-City scored 3 runs in the bottom half, started by Harold Cole's single that played at Jorge Ruiz, capped up by David Mershon's 2-run triple that played at Kendry Maduro. Cole, both off Brad Wilson, and the Dust Devils doubled up the Canadians 6-3 despite getting out homered 1-0. And Everett and Spokane had a back-and-forth affair, with the Aqua Sox scoring a run in each of the top with the Aqua Sox scoring a run in each of the top of first, third, fourth. Where Anthony D'Onofrio hit a solo shot off Everett Catlett, whose Indians teammate Ethan Hedges responded in kind against Evan Truitt. Also in the fourth, from what I understand. Let me take a look. Let me look. Yep. Two more home runs were hit in the fifth. First by Tri-Cities Luis Suibel. A solo drive off Everett Catlett. And Derek Bernard's two-run shot off Evan Truitt as Spokane cut the deficit to 4-3. However, Everett hit their third solo dinger of the night in the sixth. Luke Stevenson off Spokane's Tyler Hampu. And the Echo Sox bested the Indians 6-4 with a 3-1 edge in home. Three games are on tap today. Eugene continues in Hillsboro. Everett renews in Spokane Valley, both at 105. And Vancouver renews in Pasco against Tri-City at 130. All times are Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings for the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants in the first half, Division 1. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, and the first half division winner are first at 37-27. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, who clinched the second half, are third, or for some reason 37-28. I do find that odd, but both Eugene and Vancouver will be playing the playoffs in 2 days. The Everett Aqua Sox and affiliate for the Seattle Mariners are third at 34-31. The Hillsboro Hawks and affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks are fourth at 30-35. The Spokane Indians and affiliate for the Colorado Rockies are fifth at 28-36. And the Tri-City Dust Devils and affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels are last at 28-37. Now, since I lost a lot of time due to my hiccups, now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police Transition, the largest police transition in Canadian history at this time. On September 1st, the SPS posted that there were no extortions, threats, or violence reported in August via their Facebook and Instagram pages, both of which also feature safety tips for the upcoming school season on September 2nd, both for drivers and students. Just a minute, please. I'm really sorry about this. After I returned my last trip to the washroom, I had some chocolate and Coke. I like to have Coke for every show. Then hiccups started again. As for the latest numbers, there haven't been changes this month as of yet. So these are last month's numbers. 705 sworn police officers, 141 females, 564 males, and 536 civilian employees.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados, checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share. ¶¶
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Thank you for listening to episode 36 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Sorry for a massive hiccup outbreak in the last 20 minutes or so. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now, to the last tune before 11, it's Bill Brennan and Andy Mitchell's Dreaming in Gameland. The tune is the title track.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.